On. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to The Advisor. My name is Lisa Urbanski. Super pumped today to be talking to Chris Deeney. He's got a Kratom store, and I know that I heard of Kratom about 3 months ago randomly, and then found out I would be doing this podcast episode with Chris. And I was so excited because I wanted to find out all the details of this product that everybody is going to want to know about. Before we get started, I want to thank our sponsors, Spreaker and iHeartRadio. Without you guys, this would not be possible. Hey, welcome back to the show.
Yes. Hey, how are you doing? Thanks for having me again.
Yeah, so this is crazy. So I hear about Kratom randomly. Now we're talking. Now I want to know more, and I know the audience is going to want to know more. So let's break down like long-term Kratom use. What do you need to know? And like just give the audience more information because this is so new, but it's like so fascinating. It's like the future.
It is. It's very interesting. When I first started, when I found out about Kratom and started using Kratom regularly in 2016, there wasn't any science. The science was very limited. It was a lot of hearsay. Most of my information I got was from Indonesia, from the farmers and laborers and people that were using it and have used it in their families for thousands of years, or hundreds of years. And they were just telling me, hey, we've been using this forever. There's guys that are 80 years old, been chewing leaves for 50 years. I'm like, okay, well, nobody's dropping dead from this. Let me see what else is going on. Then I started really using it myself more often. And I noticed, I said, I feel better. I don't feel like it's a negative thing. So I'm glad the science is out now. We can actually prove that it isn't.
So let me ask you this. Are you a science experiment yourself, or do you like to
Yeah.
see results?
I'm my original science experiment from when I found out
Yes.
about Kratom because I had no idea. I didn't know anything about dosage, how much to take, not to take, whether you eat, not eat. I didn't know anything. So I was just
Yeah.
trying out and I was just trying it. And the worst thing I experienced, like at one point, I took about 10 times the amount that I take right now.
Wow.
I was making a slurry thing. I was trying to make this thing to where you make it concentrated.
Yeah.
And then you would like evaporate water out of it, make just for home, make it these little Kratom balls or whatever that are concentrated. And not thinking, I was mixing stuff up and I thought that was my regular Kratom tea and I drank it. And worst experience, I was like, oh my God, you just get real nauseous. Like when you feel like you're getting nauseous and your body warms up and you're just like, oh, like it's rough. But that's the worst that happened, so.
Yeah. It's like drinking too much green tea. That does like that. Whatever is in green tea does that to me, but on an empty stomach.
Yeah, and that's what I learned. If I take Kratom on an empty stomach, even to this day, I may get nauseous first thing in the morning. So I want to drink something, eat something, to get it in your belly. But I occasionally, most of the time, I do take Kratom on an empty stomach. But what I do in the morning is I don't take the amount that I normally take. I'll take like half and start the morning off easy with it. So I'll take like half of my scoop, and then as I get on with the day, 4 hours later, I'll take my normal amount. After I've eaten something.
Right.
So I've
Yeah,
experimented very well.
it's interesting because people hear about like these natural plants and marijuana and kratom and all this other stuff, and they're afraid to try it because they're scared of what it's going to do to their body. But then they get a prescription from the pharmacy with like 5 pages of possible side effects, and they're like popping those like no tomorrow. And it's just, why is the mentality like that? Why are people afraid of natural stuff that grows on our beautiful earth and it's meant to be there for a reason? Like, it's innate. We're supposed to find it. I feel like this is all part of the journey of the human experience.
You know what?
But
Oh, you're right, though. You're right, because I've read a lot into how we're here and how Rockefeller was involved in making sure we don't know about natural remedies and a lot of different things that happened over the last 100 years. And there was a really, I really feel like there was a big push, whether it was 100 years ago, whenever, all this started, to where all these natural remedies were like pushed underground. Where nobody they didn't want anybody to understand this. They didn't want anybody to find out about Kratom. They don't want people to find out about any medicinal plants. And that's the thing. And when people do finally discover them, it takes a lot of education. It takes a lot of time. People get frustrated. They're like, you know what? I just want to take a pill, get over it. I don't want to learn about all this. It's too much trouble.
sure.
And that's okay at some point in your life if you're busy, but at some point, do you want to just keep being on all the pills and keep adding one on top of another on top of another? If I have to take, I say I got to take 2 pills a day, one for cholesterol, one for my heart. The cholesterol one's a little debatable too, and I've tried coming off of it. I don't know. It doesn't work with me. My body's weird. But I could be on 10 medications for all the other issues that I have, and I don't. I use plant medicine for that. I think that's the biggest thing. People just get frustrated, or they just don't believe in it. They think it's nonsense. People have tried, like even me as a kid, teenager in my 20s, I tried a lot of natural remedies. My parents were into Chinese medicine, so I tried all these things. And people would rave about something. Oh, yeah, this is the best thing ever. And I try it, and I'm like, I didn't do anything. What are you talking about? So I think that's a lot of it. But when you have plants like kratom with 50 alkaloids in it, it's a very powerful medicinal plant. It's great.
Yeah, it's people like having like that pill bottle that says take one a day at this time and be done with it. And I think it gets a little complicated when you have to experiment and figure out what works for you and take it at the same time and take it with different things. And people like consistency, but I personally like what works. So if more people would know about this stuff and more people would give it a try, I'm sure it would make a bigger impact. And it is.
And people sometimes try kratom for the first time, and I still say the best way to take it's not capsules, it's not extracts, not all that stuff. Just make a cup of regular kratom tea. Yes, it's bitter. It doesn't taste great. The extracts are bitter, so don't think they're not. They have bitter taste too. It's very hard to get that bitterness out of kratom. It really is. A couple guys have done it. They have a couple products on the market that are really good. They masked it pretty good, but I think for the best way of understanding it and feeling the plant is taking it as the whole plant.
Okay. So what is it traditionally used for? Can you just walk us through that again?
Sure. In Indonesia, Malaysia, Thailand, Southeast Asia, it's been used for hundreds of years as traditional medicine. So what people would do, it would be give people energy for the laborers that are working long days in the field. People would actually take kratom for diarrhea, for coughing. There's, like I said, over 50 alkaloids. So there's almost, you could look at it, maybe 50 different applications for this plant. So if you look at each alkaloid.
Wow.
So, people have used it not just for energy, but for relief. There was people that were in Indonesia that were in pain. They had no other, they really didn't have, they're 18 hours from the city. Recently, in the last couple of years, they've finally, through kratom cultivation in Indonesia, which is amazing too, what they're doing for the farmers out there in the villages, because of kratom, they were able to fix the roads. So between the villages and the areas kratom's harvested, it has to travel. It used to be 18 hours to get to Pontianak, and they bring it by truck. So they're driving 18 hours with giant sacks of crumbs, of kratom crumbs in these trucks, bringing them over. Now they reduced that time to 14 hours because they built roads.
Wow.
So this is what they're doing. There was villages that only had 12 hours of daylight. Now they're lit up 24 hours a day. So
Wow.
this is really the way they've lived their entire lives. Everybody's families has a kratom tree in their property just so they can pick. I'd love to have my own medicinal garden. That'd be amazing. Just be able to go outside in your backyard and just pluck a leaf from here for that and one of these for that. That's great.
Picturing how it would be labeled like a garden, like
Yeah,
a big
really
stack
cool.
anxiety,
Yep.
boost my mood, give me energy.
Yeah, right. And they come here's one for this, one for that. But
Instead of like
that's.
carrots, cabbage, it's like all of your medications.
But it is a
That's
big
funny.
thing. Yeah, they have a lot of medicinal plants out there that they use. So moringa is another one. A lot of people are moringa, kind of kratom and moringa kind of look the same. And at least
Okay.
when they're ground down into a powder, not the leaf itself. But there's so many things out in nature. I remember seeing the list back in the day of all the medicinal plants that they work with. It's not just kratom. The kratom, moringa, there's just so much there. It's amazing. They use everything in nature.
I've been hearing a lot about moringa. I do a lot of research on natural remedies. What is the difference between that and kratom?
Moringa is basically a whole food, like a whole plant type food. I notice it gives me a little more clarity. I do take moringa daily too. So I notice it gives me a little more clarity, maybe a little bit boost of energy, more stable energy. I don't notice too many outward effects from it though. if you know what I mean.
Okay.
So,
Got
but
it.
I think for its general health benefits, you know, they're studying, I'm sure they don't know everything about moringa either, and they're studying what it could be good for in your body. That's why I swear by the whole leaf kratom powder, because there's
Right.
something we don't know everything yet. I really something's in that that is helping somebody's whole body. There's
Right.
more to it than just feeling energy or relief or better mood. I think there's other things going on that really are helping our body stay whole. You know, like I bring back to my dog, that's my other experiment, my pit bull. He's 13, he's going on 14 soon. He was born with bad knees. He was never able to really run around and play. We started him on kratom when he was 4 years old, and he runs around, plays, and just does everything still to this day. And I mean, he's almost 14. So
Wow.
evidently it's doing something for him.
That's beautiful. I love that. I want to get into the responsible use practices of kratom, but I have a question for you. So, it does kratom interact with anything? It should someone be concerned about, you know, some of the things that they're taking already? Maybe it's medicinal, maybe it's prescription. And what are the things we need to know about that?
Yeah, I would definitely watch out what you're doing. Don't mix kratom with medications. If talk to your doctor about it. If your doctor really doesn't know, most doctors don't know about it anyway. And I'm not a doctor, so I can't give you that information. But I be careful. There's a couple instances where we know that the higher concentrated extracts and like Benadryl were having some kind of interaction, you know. Obviously, opioid painkillers. One of kratom's alkaloids is an opioid, actually an opioid blocker. So some people have said that it kind of canceled out the opioids when they took the kratom with it, and it really didn't work well. There's too many things that we do in the United States. We don't just drink kratom or, you know, take our prescriptions. We'll take our prescriptions, drink kratom, then go get a Red Bull, a couple cups of coffee, and then somebody's drinking something else. So there's so many things going on. You want to limit the things going on. If you want to try kratom, try kratom when there's not all that other stuff in your body. You know, I've tried it when I first tried kratom. I tried it at the opposite times of when I took my medication, just to be on the safe side. Nowadays, I take my medication and my kratom around the same time every night. So, and
Okay.
that's just me. That doesn't bother me one bit. But you got to be careful mixing things together.
Even supplements.
I would think so, because some supplements, like right now, there's a kind of a conversation going on about drinks on the market mixed with kava and kratom. Some people are saying the mix of kava and kratom goes great, and then other people are saying, no, that was giving me a problem, or I wasn't feeling good from that. You know what I mean? So I don't know. It everybody's body's different. So
Right.
there's plenty of people. There's millions of people that drink kratom and kava drinks all the time, no problem at all. Then there's that
Right.
little percentage that may have a problem with it mixed. So I like just using the plant by itself. And if I want to try kava, I'll try kava later. And
Right.
occasionally I do that. I just got a bunch of samples from Fiji, so I have to go through that. That's a big preparation with the strainer, and I'm not too familiar with it, so I'm going to learn that too, I guess now.
Oh, interesting. The science experiment continues.
Yep, all the time.
So let's talk about then the long-term users. What are a few core habits that they typically like to follow?
Well, for me, I use it for pain. Everybody knows that. So people who don't use it for that, people who are using it just for occasional things and a little bit of energy here and there, give yourself a break. Take a tolerance break. I tell people at least once a week, take a break. Don't use it every day, all the time, unless you're really dealing with something that you have to use it all the time. For any other reasons, try to give yourself a break a little bit. You know, just to let, we call it let your receptors reset, let your body reset. It's with anything. If you're drinking 20 cups of coffee a day and then you don't drink coffee the next day, you're going to be irritable. You're going to be cranky. Well, you don't
Might have
want
a
that to happen.
headache.
Yeah, you have a headache. So you don't want that to happen. You kind of limit your amount, take a day off. You know, it kind of makes you let your body clear everything out. So breaks are important. Rotating different types of kratom. Trying a green and then a white and then a red. You know, not taking the same exact one every day all the time. Trying to, you know, mix it up a little bit. I notice with me personally, if I take the same kratom for more than a week, it doesn't seem to have the same effects. So I have to switch it up a little bit. But I also don't take so much that I'm killing myself, my receptors. So I'm trying to give myself a balance. I stayed about I take about, everybody asks me what I take. I take about 20 grams a day total, split up between about four times. So
Wow.
that's where I'm at. I don't feel like I need kratom when I wake up in the morning, until my pain lets me know. I don't feel like I have that urge for anything except for my coffee. So I use myself as an example. Take breaks, rotate, and use it in moderation. Don't go overboard. There's no sense in going overboard. With one thing with kratom, less is more. That's the most
Right.
important thing. So when you take too much kratom, it'll make you tired. It'll make you feel lethargic. It'll make you feel like really relaxed. And that's great for later on at night. If you want to, if I take twice the amount that I normally take, I'll feel exhausted. I'll feel tired, and I'm ready to go to bed. Even if it's a green. So everybody's like, "Oh, I thought green was for energy." I said, "It is. If you're taking it in that amount, that gives you energy." Which, yeah, everybody's got to figure out. Might be 4 grams, 3 grams, something like that. If you move it up to 9 grams or 8 grams, either you're going to get nauseous or it's going to make you tired. So, and you're taking too much. Your body's like, "God, it's a little too much for me." So.
Right. Yeah, as like, I mean, a former addict, I think I'll always be an addict. It's that mentality and getting out of that habit of more is more. Because when you're addicted to substance, you just want to do more and more and more. And you need to in order to chase that, initial high when you're using drugs to
Correct.
get a reaction, right? But you then learn that, less is more in terms of stuff like this. Because yeah, it has a negative impact then. So that makes sense. But it's the mentality to
Yes.
train yourself. It's difficult, right? Because you want
It's very
more, you
difficult.
want to feel better, but you got to switch that.
And it's very difficult to get past that, especially even people that don't have a addiction or a addictive mentality, because everybody in the world thinks you take more, that's better. So it's hard
Right.
to flip that script around in your head, going, "Wait a minute, that's let me take less. Let's try less," because it really does. The less you take, the better it works.
Okay, cool. So, what does the research say?
Right now, we're not really sure about long-term use because we're just getting the science in the last few years. But everybody from Johns Hopkins to NIDA to the University of Florida is studying it. And what they've seen in Indonesia, they're starting to do research and surveys and get some information from Indonesia, from the indigenous tribes, and people have used this for generations. And from what we're seeing, there are definitely people that have been using kratom for at least 50 years. With no negative effects, and they're healthy and they're fine. So that's what we're seeing out there. What they do, though, they just chew the raw plant or boil the leaves down into tea, and they take it traditionally. So using it traditionally is, in my opinion, the best way to go, because that's what we see the research so far. The research might say 5, 10 years from now, "Oh, you can make real strong drinks and everything. It doesn't matter. No matter what, you're fine." Okay, great. But for right now, I don't know that. And I don't
Right.
want to ever lead anybody in the wrong direction or say anything that's not true. So just trying to repeat the
Right.
science. That's all. We know the science says this. We know that the FDA did a dose finding study last year. They gave 40 participants up to 12 grams of kratom each in capsules. They had to take 24 capsules in 5 minutes. In the
Whoa.
placebo group, and the control group, a couple people got nauseous from taking that much material at one time. Beyond that, there were no adverse events. They had to admit that kratom is well tolerated, even in high doses. So that's what we know so far.
Beautiful. So what about vendor transparency? Let's talk a little bit about that. What should people watch for when they're purchasing this product?
You just want to make sure you're buying from vendors that are doing things the right way.
Okay.
Kratom's a gray market. There's no regulation right now. Anybody can put a label on anything and call it kratom. We're having some problems with that in our market with a lot of products. People will call us, "Oh, I tried that kratom. It didn't do anything that I bought from wherever." Well, what was it? What type of it? "Oh, it was this." Well, it might not be kratom, or
Right.
it might be a weak version of kratom. So you just want to make sure you're buying from reputable vendors that are doing lab testing, that are just obviously, taking their product is the best thing. I swear by, I have a few vendors that I know that are competition, but they're friends and they use kratom and they love the plant, and that's why they're doing this. So
Right.
that's why I like to support people like that. I like to support people who believe in their product and are doing it the right way. So. That's just my personal opinion. And beyond that, really, you want to see something. You want to see directions for use. You want to see some kind of information on how much alkaloids, metronidazole, some kind of percentages on your product to understand what you're taking. Kratom can be a half a percent metronidazole. It can be all the way up to 2% metronidazole. So the difference of that is if you take a teaspoon of a half percent metronidazole, you might not notice too much. You take the same amount of a 2%, you might get nauseous. So
Right.
understanding, just understanding what you're taking, that's all.
So what should we watch out for?
I definitely watch out for unregulated products, and we are unregulated, but I would definitely watch out for products that just look too good to be true. Anybody making medical claims, we're not allowed to make medical claims about kratom. If you see anybody advertising kratom saying, this is going to cure your cancer, this is going to cure your pain, this is going to cure, and I'm just because I've seen it at trade shows. They'll put stuff up there. This will cure cancer. No, it won't. Why are you saying that?
Jeez.
That's like preying on people. I don't like that. But
That's
people do it. It's
dangerous.
marketing. So just watch out for people making claims. Watch out for anybody who doesn't stand behind their product. That'd be the one thing I'd be really worried about. You have a lot of fly-by-night companies. They'll come up, they got a lot of money, they'll come up, put a name on a product, flow it through all the vape shops, flow it through everything, and in a year they'll be gone. And that'll happen to them. So, look for vendors that have been around for a while. We've been around since 2016. A lot of the guys I know have been around before me. So people that have been in this industry understand this plant, people who are behind advocacy. We're a very big advocate for Kratom. We were in DC twice last week. I was up in Connecticut at a recovery house speaking. There's so many things that people can really do to help, just help the education part of Kratom. People just don't know about it. Just if people are helping educate, support them.
Right. Yeah, it's there's nothing more maddening than those people who, want to just use people for their money and take advantage of people with their illnesses. There was a docuseries that we watched of this woman who said that food cured everything, and people actually listened to her and they stopped taking their cancer medications, and she ended up going to jail and being sued for that. But it was all just nonsense, and it was all because of money and power and who she was. And I love that. Let's shout it from the rooftops then. I love this. I want to keep exploring and getting the word out, and that's what we're doing. So thanks for sharing all that information.
Yep, you're welcome. And it's just having natural kratom. That's all. Just look for natural kratom.
Natural kratom. And so is it all going to smell the same? I know there's a few different strains, but does it smell?
It's
What does it smell like?
earthy. That's some people say it's a little bit more bitter than matcha, but it's got an earthy, like what somebody said, it smells like dirt. I said, that's good. It's about the only way I can explain. It's very earthy. That's the only way I can explain it. It's just earthy. It's
Okay.
got just dull, earthy smell. Like right away you can smell it. Like I've been into people's warehouses where you walk in the warehouse, you can smell it. You just smell the kratom, that fresh, that scent. It smells great.
Okay, so it's kratom if you smelled it once.
Oh yeah, definitely, 100%.
Okay. Very cool. So where do we find your store? And tell us a little bit about where to find you.
We're all online. We're not in any stores, vape shops, smoke shops, gas stations, or anything like that. We tried to keep it small because I like talking to my customers. Kratom's not for everybody, and I just want to be able to interact with people and have them understand it. You can go to our website, christophersorganicbotanicals.com, or you can reach out, call or text us, 609-202-6880 or 856-581-1265. And just we're not doctors, like I said, but we'll be able to walk you through what'll be best for you.
Amazing. Amazing. Any last minute tips for the audience today on kratom use?
Take it slow. Educate yourself. Take it slow. Don't give up. As with any natural products, it's easy to give up and just say, forget about it. I'm just going back, taking my pill or doing whatever because it's a pain in the butt. But in the end, for me, it was worth it. For millions of people and millions of kratom consumers, it's been worth it. And we've had hundreds of people tell their story, and they're just amazing stories when people actually follow through and do what they have to do.
Amazing. I love it. Do you have a quick success story you want to share this time? I know we did the last couple times.
Oh yeah, trying to think of what a good we had one person that was new to Kratom, and he was just trying to figure out, he wanted to get off of a couple of medications he was taking. He was really upset, and he just tried it and was just blown away. He was like, oh my God, I've been fighting this for 10 years. Like, he heard about Kratom 10 years ago. He's like, I've been fighting this for 10 years. I've never tried it, never wanted to try it, never wanted to do anything. I just wanted to take what I was taking and move on. And he tried it. And then within, I think, a month or so, he got his routine down. Takes about a month, takes about a few weeks to a month to get your routine down. Once he got the routine down, he was just blown away. And now he's, living, he said, living his best life. So.
Wow, that's crazy. Ted, do you know what the deciding factor? How did he finally do it?
From what I remember, he was, they were going to give him, they were trying to put him on more medications, and he
Right.
just got so tired of it. He was a younger guy in his 40s, and he was just getting tired of it. He said, I'm tired of this. I feel tired. I just don't feel right. And and he had talked to so many different people about it over the years. He's part of our groups, listening in, just never took the jump,
Yeah.
and finally took the
Jeez.
jump. And he was just like, oh, thank God, you guys are right. And I'm like, we know, we've been trying to tell you.
You're like, I want to strangle you.
Yeah, it's frustrating. We've given samples to people before where they'll put them up in their cabinet for 6 months, not try it, and then they'll try it and then give me a call and be like, "Oh my God, you're right, it worked." I said, "Yep." So
Jeez.
that's the biggest thing. People just following through with it. It's scary trying new things. It really is. But
Yeah, it's like something though, trying something new could change the rest of your life, So we gotta shake some chances.
yep. And you said, in my own experiment, I had a heart attack, I have stents, I have all this other crap, oh, so many problems. And I take my medicine, but I can really just be able to take my Kratom and be okay. And it just makes me know, it makes me happy to know I can just depend on a plant. I don't have to depend on 20 pills. So, and that just
Yeah,
makes.
I mean, I'm sure a lot of people can relate to that.
Yeah. So.
Cool. Well, this was such a good chat. Thanks again for being here and for sharing more of your knowledge on Kratom.
Yep, you got it. Problem.
Amazing. And to our audience, thank you so much for tuning in. There will be more info on Kratom coming for you. If you have not yet liked or subscribed, please do so. And if you have any questions for Chris, we're going to have his contact information in the show notes. And you could also leave a comment or question in the podcast notes as well. Until next time, I'm Lisa Urbanski with The Advisor. Bye bye for now.